Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Fit Chicks Chat. I'm Amanda Quinn, and on today's podcast, I'm actually talking with Carolina Belmares. Hi, Carolina. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I'm so good. Now, for anyone listening, today's podcast is about fitness business sort of stuff. But then at the same time, I'm going to be talking to Carolina a little bit more as well about sort of the marketing approach in this industry and sort of the mindset shift that I think that we all need to see. And we're starting to see a little bit more, but we need to see even more so in order to see a lot more change in this world and in this industry. So we've got a lot to cover, right? Like, we're going to be talking a lot, you and I, today.
That's right.
So why don't we dive in first, though, with your extensive background, because I'd love for our listeners just to understand just who it is that I'm speaking to, because you come at like health and fitness and nutrition and all of this from so many different perspectives. Like, you truly are, in my opinion, like, when I think of a holistic approach and I think of a holistic trainer that can help you in all facets, like, you're like, you'd be like my go-to. Like, this is like...
Yeah. So I do have a lot of, I have some kind of knowledge, expertise in different fields, because I'm a very curious person. And one of my life mottos is just follow your curiosity. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is that is piquing your interest in that moment, follow it. Because you know how we get all that kind of like life advice, like follow your passion. And that sounds awesome. But yeah, when you don't know what your passion is, it's meaningless. It makes no sense, because you don't know what you're supposed to be following. And so my antidote for that was, instead of focusing on passions, I started focusing on my curiosity. And lo and behold, my curiosity led me to finding my passions.
Well, that's a really smart way to look at it, because yeah, sometimes you're kind of like, well, I don't know. But if you don't check things out, then you would never know whether or not you're actually passionate about it or not. Makes total sense.
Exactly.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So you come, like, I mean, you are a certified trainer, but you're also working with precision nutrition. You have done things with Girls Gone Strong, and you're a mom, and you're a doula. Like, you've got, like, your training background is just, like, it's crazy to me. It's so amazing. Not crazy in a bad way. Crazy, like, in terms of extensive and, like, amazing, because you just have so many skills and abilities. So why don't you tell us a little bit more about what it is that you do with Girls Gone Strong, because I know that that's like a really big part of, I know that you have your own business as well, which we'll talk about, but with the Girls Gone Strong, what have you been focusing on with them?
So that has been an amazing journey so far. It's an incredible organization, highly recommended. If you haven't checked them out, totally do. It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And basically what happened is that over a year ago, I met Molly at a fitness summit, and we chatted. And at that time, they were kind of like starting to create what would soon become the pre and postpartum certification, the Girls Gone Strong for trainers wanting to get certified in pre and postpartum. So when she found out that I'm a doula, and I'm also a mom, and I'm also a trainer, she was like, oh my God, you were kind of like a person that we were needing. We needed this perspective and this voice for our certification. And so I became one of the authors of the entire certification and the textbook. For that, it was an incredible experience. And aside from that, like, I do a lot of writing for them, specific topics that they know are within my areas of expertise. I create that for them. And then after that first pre and postnatal certification, we recently launched our second certification, which is a general one in coaching and training women. Mm-hmm. And you would be surprised how people are like, but you already have a pre and postpartum one. Like, what else is there to know about coaching and training women? Like, and we're like, oh my God, everything else, like literally everything else that is not related to birthing babies, like there's so much more to being a woman. Like, there's hormones and there's different life journeys, and there's there's social messaging that women battle. There's eating disorders that are specific. There's illnesses that are more predominant in women. There's so many things that coaches and trainers could know, and this is for the first time ever in the industry we have now this information available.
Right. And what would you say to someone like, I mean, someone who is maybe already with women and, you know, they specifically have a business that they're training women that like, is there any area in particular, like if they were like, okay, well, I don't know if I'm ready to dive into that certification right away, or I'm not sure if I'm ready for that specifically. Is there any area that you feel is just like, you cannot miss this though? Like this is like this one area, like whether it's hormone based or whether it's emotional eating or something with disordered eating or something. Cause I know that like all of them are equally as important, but is there one area that you would say like is just like, if you want to do justice to your clients, that you should really just like at least learn about this, dive in, like nerd out a little bit, read about this stuff?
Absolutely. So this is simply because of statistics. Mm-hmm. Statistically, around 85% of women will be pregnant at some point in their life.
Yeah.
And so with that alone, just because of the number being so high, then pre and postpartum training is super, super important. I cringe, like you have no idea, like when I see trainers having new moms do like the sit-ups and the crunches, and it's like, oh my God, like, no, like that's totally, no. And it could be so easily avoided, and you could be truly helping them achieve their goals in a much safer way with very simple information that is out there. And like we have a full certification, but seriously, there's just so much information right now because it has become more present mm-hmm. in the industry's awareness that this is necessary. And it absolutely is. And the other thing to consider too is that women, once you have a baby, you are postpartum for life.
Yes. So
you could be having, clients of yours that are 60 years old and that are still now suffering consequences of things that came to them postpartum that they never even knew to get looked into and they never ever fixed. Mm-hmm. So how are you going to help them if you don't have that information yourself? You, as trainers, we're always like the first barrier. We're always the first ones who could notice, who could alert, who could direct them to a health professional who can really help them. But mm-hmm. if we don't know, then how are we supposed to do that, right?
Yeah, no, it's totally true. Unless you have that sort of education, then you could end up causing more harm than good, unfortunately, right? Like it's something happens. That's so important.
It is very important. So definitely to answer your question, for sure, pre and postpartum training, just because again, then it's not that that's the most important thing about being a woman, but just statistically, the number is so great that mm-hmm. that's what makes the most sense so that you're benefiting the most amount of clients any given time.
Yeah, no, and that completely makes sense. Now, how did you, I mean, I know that you met Molly and that's sort of how you got involved with their organization, but in terms of like, if anyone's listening right now and they're thinking like, yeah, you know what, I really enjoy writing and I love creating content. Like, what is the process like for you when you were writing through the textbooks or writing even like the course content? Like, what does that process look like for you specifically?
that's a great question, because if anybody saw me like in those, like I usually would go out and write late in the night when I was done with my babies and done with all the other stuff, and I could just kind of like focus on the one task. And if you could have seen me sometimes like in the 24-hour open coffee shop, sometimes the topics that I specifically had to write about were super emotional, super difficult to tackle. And sometimes I would sit there crying, and it was very, like anybody who didn't know me and saw me at that time would have been like, that poor crazy lady that comes and sits and cries in front of her computer every night.
I feel so sorry for her. She's always by herself crying.
poor thing. But honestly, I wouldn't change anything from the process, just because it forced me to confront a lot of things, like I said, difficult topics. And I think that's important in writing. Writing needs to challenge you, not only in the way that you choose your words, but in how it's going to help you confront maybe things that you have been facing yourself, or things that you have unresolved within yourself. Writing is always a mirror. Writing is a way in which you share a little bit of your soul with the world. Mm-hmm. And that isn't meant to be, you know, to make it scary or to make you feel like, ooh, you're going to have to be super vulnerable. That's not always the case, but oftentimes it will lead you to that. And don't be afraid of that. Just mm-hmm. embrace it. Let it run through you, because there's a lot of healing that can come from writing.
Yeah, no, that's beautifully said. And what do you think of someone who is maybe really interested in a topic, but it's not authentic to them? Like, what do you think about that from someone who wants to write about something, but they've maybe never experienced it, or it's just not coming from an authentic place? Do you believe that they really should be tackling that topic? That's just your opinion. I'm just curious.
Yeah. So my opinion is there's two ways to go about it. Some people become experts in a topic because they study it and they have a lot of knowledge and, you know, firsthand kind of like learning experience on it. And the other way is through personal experience. When you went through the process, when you lived the process yourself, for example, I wrote a piece on miscarriage and child loss. Mm-hmm. And that piece almost like it took everything in me to write that because it was so, so difficult. I've never experienced it myself. Mm-hmm. And yet I was able to give up. And that piece, every time that it comes up in Girls Gone Strong, it gets amazing kind of attention. And a lot of women saying, thank you. Thank you for putting this out there. Thank you for putting a voice to it. So I don't know if, honestly, if I had gone through that myself, I don't know if I would have the strength to talk about it. That's how difficult that was for me without ever having experienced it. But I did have, you know, the knowledge from being a doula, from all that I've trained and studied. And so it kind of like it came together and the outcome was really beautiful. Mm-hmm. So don't let that stop you. Even if you don't have firsthand experience, you can still make something beautiful out of it. And sometimes it helps because maybe the people who are suffering through a particular situation don't have in the moment the voice to talk about it. You can be providing that for them and just be creating that courage for others to speak up when they are ready.
Right. No, that's great. That totally makes sense because it doesn't always have to come from your place of vulnerability either, right? Like I think I can come from a place of strength too. Now, in terms of and we are going to talk about like some of the marketing side of things and the voice behind that as well, because I think that's really important. But I just want to touch on this because I feel like I can't pass this in my brain. I'm like, what made you so interested to become a doula? Like, what was the curiosity behind that? And there's nothing wrong. I think it's beautiful and I think it's amazing. And I'm just so intrigued. So the curiosity in me is curious in what your curiosity was behind that and how you, and what that looked like for you, that process.
So that process, that was so fun. Actually, so what triggered that is I was pregnant and I knew that I wanted to have information. I wanted to know about my options. I wanted to know what kinds of birth, what different types of births existed and what, you know, what are different options and outcomes and everything considered of everything having to do with having a baby. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, so maybe I'm not totally sold into the whole prenatal class. I don't know why I felt a little bit resistant to that. It felt a little bit too generic for me. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go from the other side. I'm going to go and learn it from the professional side, from the support side. And it was an incredible experience. I did that same course. A lot of the other women who were there became really good friends of mine. And it gave me, honestly, all the tools and the power and the information that I needed at the time. It was wonderful. It was a great experience. It also, for example, I have three girls. Mm-hmm. So my first one was born via a C-section back in Mexico. And that at the time I did not, she was born when I was 19. I did not know it, but there was no medical reason for me to have a C-section. Yeah, there was no medical reason whatsoever. There was no danger. There was nothing wrong with me. It was just like, oh, it's just easier. This is what we do. Let me schedule you. Choose a date. Pick a date next week.
Oh my goodness. It was a scheduled one too.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Oh, so okay.
Yeah. They didn't even like, I didn't even labor because it was just like that. And at the time I didn't have any information. I didn't question it. You blindly believe what you're being told, right? And so then, you know, I get older and then I start discovering like, oh my God, I was put through surgery without any need. I mean, C-sections are amazing and wonderful and life-saving when necessary. They're absolutely essential. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I'm like, holy crap, like I could have had an infection. You know, my incision, so many things could have gone wrong without necessity, right? And that really pissed me off. And I was like, screw that. Screw if I'm ever going to be in that position again of not knowing, right? So then when I was pregnant with my second child, that's what I did. I got trained as a doula and I had an amazing hospital birth. It was what is called a VBAC, so a vaginal birth after a C-section. Mm-hmm. So yeah. And then my third baby was born at home.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I've had that quite the experience in birth experience.
You've tried them all on.
Yeah. You know, just to see what they're like. So yeah, that's where that curiosity came from. It was from wanting to know for me, for myself, for my peace of mind, for my own power of being able to make my own decisions. Mm-hmm. And I'm so grateful that I did, because taking that course has opened so many doors professionally. And when I did it 6 years ago, I never could have predicted that it would bring me to where I am today in my career.
Right. No, and that, I mean, I can't agree with you more in the sense that, like, sometimes you have no idea where your education is going to take you, right? And so when mm-hmm. you are curious about something and you are interested in something, there's no harm in learning about it and receiving, like, when I did my yoga certification years ago, that was before I owned FitChicks or FitChicks Academy. It was before mm-hmm. anything. It was literally just because I wanted to have a better practice and I wanted to learn because I felt kind of like stagnant in my life. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel like I was learning anything or growing as a person.
Right.
And so I did my yoga training just for that purpose. And then through that became this feeling of like, wow, I really like teaching people. I like giving that gift of like inspiration and excitement to them. And so from there, it just spawned into getting more certifications, learning more, growing more. And then now 10 years later is, you know, FitChicks Academy and FitChicks,
wow.
all of these businesses that couldn't have come from a place other than through my curiosity and through my knowledge and just through my own, you know, want and desire mm-hmm. to like learn, right?
That's amazing. Yeah. That's exactly it.
Yeah, exactly. You never know. So anyone listening, if you feel like you are interested in something, anything intrigues you, like don't be afraid to learn about it. Even if you don't see where the path is going to take you, mm-hmm. you're not even in the path, right? Like even if it's just something for your own self, because you have no idea where you're going to end up. So
exactly.
Now, speaking about like, you know, because I, again, coming at it from a holistic approach and everything else, and you were talking earlier about, you know, writing from an authentic place and coming from this place, like, why is it so important for you? Because, you know, looking at all of your materials and the way that you speak and in your writing and on your site and everything else at Sweat Glow Fitness, like, why is it so important to you to be an inspirational voice in this industry? Because I feel like you really are. You are seen as someone who is a real inspiration.
Oh, that's very sweet. Thank you. That's, I'm not sure how to answer that just because I never set it out as a goal to be, an inspiration to others. I think mostly for me, I think I'm trying to be the voice that I wish I had before. Mm-hmm. And it's mostly for me because it's part of my journey and it's part of my own healing, because we all have stuff that we're carrying. We all have baggage that we have from years, decades ago. We have so much work to do within ourselves. And the magic happens when we start tackling that in ourselves. Other people who are going on similar journeys, it really starts resonating with them and they start connecting with you and they start feeling attracted to you and your message, because you're being authentic. And this is, you're doing it, maybe you're doing it only for you, but other people are like, oh my God, I can identify with that. Thank you for putting it into words. Thank you for putting it out there. This is what I needed to hear today. I've been waiting for somebody to say this. And so that's part of, this is, I think, probably the strongest message that I would want for anybody hearing today to keep with you is, whatever it is that's itching inside of you, whatever it is that you're itching to put out into the world, do it, because there's somebody out there who is waiting to hear what you have to say from your words, from your voice. Even if the same message is said by somebody else, it's not going to resonate as it would from you. And so don't keep that to yourself. Like, share it, put it out there for others.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, that kind of goes into my next question that I was going to ask you, like, you know, because so many times I get their health and wellness coaches, professionals, fitness pros that all say like, I really want to do this. This is my passion, but the market's so saturated. Like anyone listening right now, I bet you're like shaking your head. You're like, yes, yes. Like that's,
oh God.
You know, everyone probably has their hand up right now if they've had that thought mm-hmm. in their mind at some point, like the market's too saturated. I'll never be able to make a living. I'll be, you know, trying to work like six jobs just to pay bills kind of thing. And I mean, I get it. It's a scary thing, but my belief is, and I'm curious to know what yours is. My belief is that if you come at it from a place, like you said, of authenticity, and if you have a strong voice and some sort of, a clear idea of who it is that you want to speak to in terms of, you know, whether it's who you are helping, like a niche market specifically, like moms or, you know, people dealing with anxiety or whatever the case may be. If you have something that's very specific and that you're gearing all of your messaging towards them, but you're still coming at it from an authentic place. So you're not gearing it towards them with like a salesy sort of tactic. It's more of like, I want to help you because you are the people I want to impact and help, that there is always going to be space for you.
Absolutely. Like I just said, there's so many people out there who need to hear things from you and from no one else. And so when you keep quiet, you're doing them a disservice. I mean, you're doing yourself a disservice, obviously, because you could be potentially growing the business that you're dreaming about, but you're keeping it to yourself. So nothing is ever going to come out of that. I always say you already have the no. When you do nothing, when you do not take action, you already are giving yourself the no. You're already giving yourself that rejection that you're so fearful about.
Oh my gosh, you and I are literally like samesies, because I say the same thing, because I remember recently I sent an email to Tony Robbins to ask him to be on our podcast and to invite him to be a guest on our podcast. And everyone's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you sent that email. And they were all kind of freaking out. And I thought, but it would still,
why not?
Like the answer would be a no. Even if I don't ask, I will never know the answer. He did say no, and that's totally cool. I'm fine with it, because he's got a busy schedule and I understand that. I totally get that. But the way I see it is, I'm like, it would have been a no regardless. So it's like, it's better to always try and to never feel defeated. If you do receive the no in the end, just know that at least you put your best foot forward, you put your effort out there, and then you just continue. Like, I'm going to keep emailing him like probably once a month and ask him until maybe one day he says yes.
That's amazing. There you go. Right there. And what you're saying, kind of like about using our unique voices, that is so true as well. Like, I have some very unique qualities that nobody else around me has. And no matter how normal or common you think you are, you're not. You're still unique in your own ways. And the moment that you start realizing that, you're going to be able to kind of like better use that to your advantage, in the sense of you're going to use it to connect with other people who are like you, who need you, they've been waiting for you. So if you love motorcycles, hey, you're the biker chick who does fitness really well. Do that, because that's something that you love. Bring it into your business. If you love, I don't know, heavy metal, if you love pet pigs, I don't know what it is that's different and special about you, but find it and just kind of like roll with it, because it's something about you that you already enjoy. Bring it into your business.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think about like the shift of, not really the shift, I feel like there's a bit of a shift happening in the industry right now where people are finally starting to say, like especially women, because I mean, I focus on women, of course, because women is, my company is just for women. So I'm speaking about it from that perspective. But when I look at marketing messages out there right now, I feel like women are finally standing up and saying like, enough, enough is enough with this beach body crap, or like this get 6-pack abs today and all this other stuff. Like, I feel like we're finally at a place where we have had that shoved down our throats for so many years over and over again with the same messaging over and over again of, let's focus on your insecurities and tell you that you're not good enough and tell you that you need to do all of these things to be perfect or to be able to even go out in public, you know, with this craziness. And I feel like we're finally at a place where we're saying enough is enough. I just want to be healthy. I want to be strong. I want to focus on me and not worry about what anybody else is doing. As long as I'm doing something that is in some way enhancing my own life, that's all that matters. And so I feel like that's happening. Do you feel like you see that same shift?
Absolutely. 100%. I do. And I love it. I still see a lot of the other stuff that you're talking about.
Of course. Of course.
And it's, I think that's always going to be there. That's always going to be kind of like the annoying side of the industry that we can't quite get rid of. And to an extent, you know what? Those approaches work for some people. And if that works for them, all the power to them, that's all right. But at the same time, like you say, I'm very happy that the tides are changing, at least from where I'm standing. And this could be a little bit more, because this is exactly the message that I put out. And so my message resonates with a certain kind of women who are coming to the same realizations. But I'm finding exactly what you say, like more women saying like, you know what? screw the size zero. Like, I don't need that. I need to move pain free. I need to be able to go and jump on the trampoline without wetting my pants. So little, you know, like it's more about quality of life and enjoyment of life than only, and there's nothing wrong with aesthetics goals for like, please, like don't like if you,
oh no, no, no. If, I'm not, yeah, I'm like, not. Yeah, no, I'm not downing on anyone, whatever goals are. What I'm saying is from a marketer's standpoint,
right?
Getting away from focusing on insecurities, instead focusing on empowerment.
Yeah.
And I think that that's the shift that needs to really happen. I agree. I don't think it'll ever fully happen, but I'm happy that I'm starting to see some of those changes.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I agree with you. Yeah. I see it too. It's a little bit more, more prevalent now, the more beneficial messages of, you know what, accept, like just accept what it is that you have right now, because you're not broken. Like you're alive today. Oh my gosh, you're breathing. Like that's incredible.
You're healthy.
Like,
you're strong. Yeah. You're capable.
Thank your body for that today. You woke up. Oh my gosh. How many people wish, you know, that their loved one had woken up today. Some people didn't get that choice. So that's a lot right there. So when we can start focusing on that and just work from that, it doesn't mean that you have to be conformist, that you're going to give up and you're never going to improve your health. It has nothing to do with that. It simply means that you would be starting to approach change from a viewpoint of acceptance first. Change comes later.
Mm-hmm. And now with your clients specifically that you work with through Sweat Glow Fitness, what is it that you focus on more? Like if you have clients coming into you and they have, you know, they're in the process of trying to change and they really want to get healthy and they want to get strong, like how do you shift them away from, because most of the time as trainers and anyone listening right now, you know, this is true. Most of the people come into you and when you say like, what are your goals? Oftentimes they're not going to say to you, my goal is to sleep better or to have more energy. Or most of the time, I'd say 9 times out of 10, it's like, they have that negative self-talk that comes out like, I'm so fat, I'm good enough, I'm overweight. Like, and it's so sad, right? Like it breaks my heart to hear people speak that way of themselves. I know it's, and it's all about having to do a mental shift. How do you do that? Like, what are your top tips for trainers out there to help them shift their clients from that negative self-talk and negative mindset and focusing on the scale to being in a more positive state and focusing on a holistic approach?
Yeah, I think the most important thing for me is that I don't resist any of that. If my client comes to me and she's like, I want to get skinny again like I was in high school, I'm like, okay, let's see what we can do. And there's a lot of talk about, you know, setting goals that are healthy. And there's a lot of talk about, you know, how can we realistically bring you closer? Like, it's very honest, like, okay, so what would happen if we can't get you to that point? What are the feelings going to be? There's a lot of back and forth. There's a lot of conversation that occurs in the goal setting process. But honestly, I never resist my clients, because if I start putting up resistance to what they have to say, that's an immediate, like, they don't feel heard. They don't feel welcome. They feel like their ideas are invalid, or that they got it wrong right off the bat, or that I'm not understanding what they're going through. So whatever it is that they bring to the table, I accept it. Yes, bring it and let's work with it together. And so when you establish a connection with a client, and the first step is precisely that, accepting your client exactly as they come to you, because you can't ask them to accept themselves if you're not accepting them, even with those patterns of thought.
Yeah, that's actually really powerful what you just said there, because I do think that so many times we do try to shift people's mindset before maybe they're even ready.
Exactly. You got to meet them where they're at.
Yeah.
They don't feel heard. Exactly. And you break connection. If there's a broken connection, then there's very little that you're not going to be able to influence. You're not going to be able to feel them, you know, responding to you, because the connection is broken. So connection first, and that includes accepting whatever it is they bring to the table. That's okay, because you, coach, are a badass and you can work with everything.
And what is sort of your end goal with your clients? Is it always just to continue to get them to that specific goal that they walked in with, or is it to eventually shift them through just the work and the conversation and everything else that you have in your coaching, to be able to get them to a place where instead of focusing on, oh, I'm fat, they're actually just focusing on, I am strong. You know what I mean? Like, is that a goal of yours as a coach to be able to shift them from the negative mindset to being an empowered mindset? I'm sure that that is, but what does that look like for you?
So for me, in my coaching program is actually 1 year long, because the way that I explain it to my clients, 1 year allows us to surf through so many different life situations. There's holidays, there's birthdays, there's going away on vacation, there's family stress, there's divorces. There's so many things that get thrown at you that you won't experience them in a 12-week program or even a 4 or 6 month program. Just a year allows you to coach together, to walk together through so many different life situations. And you're kind of like holding their hand, giving them tools, listening, and offering information when appropriate. And that is very powerful. Just having somebody kind of like witness you, having somebody who's just there and you know, they have your back. And if you have a question, they're there. And if you need to cry, they're there. That's powerful on its own. And now for the coaching program itself, the way it works is I use a habit-based approach. So what I tell my clients is like, okay, so you've tried, you know, the Atkins diet or the cauliflower diet or I don't even know.
The cayenne pepper water lemon diet.
Right. Like, you've tried all this stuff. How has this worked for you so far? Mm-hmm. And typically the response is, well, not great, because here I am, you know, rebounded, or I'm not feeling great, or it, I don't know.
20 pounds heavier.
Exactly. Like, it didn't work out great. Okay. So we know that the diet approach is probably not ideal. How about if we try a habit approach? Are you open to that? Are you open to learning and practicing new habits that you can keep with you for the rest of your life? I mean, we're going to practice them together until they become a natural part of your day. And then you don't even have to think about it. Does that sound like something you'd like to try? And for most people, it's like, yes. Like, are you kidding me? Like, never have to obsess over food again. That sounds pretty awesome, right?
I think that's like, that should be everybody's goal.
Yeah. And so that's exactly what we do. And so throughout 2 weeks, we have a new habit. They get to practice it every day. They get to tell me how they're feeling. They get to honestly kind of like grade themselves. Like, I did awesome this week. Oh my God, this week was the worst. Like, and sometimes, oh my God, I suck. I'm the worst. I'm doing nothing. This is terrible. And it's like, hey, no, you're not. This is normal, because this is life. Sometimes stuff happens. So now let's get together. Let's work it through. And so it's not, you know, like, it's, I love it, because my clients are like, oh my God, like, this horrible thing that completely took me off track happened. And I'm like, that's all right. And they're like, what do you mean that's all right? I'm failing. No, you're not. That's all right. I'm expecting this, because this is life. Stuff comes up, and that's okay. And it's normal. And so the fact that you as a coach are so relaxed with that, and you're so welcoming of stuff coming up and things not being perfect, that immediately becomes kind of like a liberating sense for them as well. It's like, oh my gosh, I don't have to throw everything away just because the past 2 weeks or the past month or whatever were challenging, right?
Right. So, or I don't feel like I'm being judged, or I don't feel like I'm a failure. Exactly. Or like, I have to lie to my coach because, because it's true. Like, so many things come up, especially I find with women. I mean, again, I work with women only, so it's a different, I'm a bit biased, but I find there comes such an emotional sort of side of it when it comes to health and wellness and weight loss. Like, there is so much tied into it. There's so many layers to it that oftentimes, like, they feel embarrassed by it if they can't reach their goals in time, or if they feel like they messed up this past week and didn't follow plan, they might feel like they have to lie to you. So you have to establish that relationship where they just feel like they can just share and be open and honest, so that they know that they're actually going to receive support and help from you. So
absolutely. So true.
Very cool. Well, Carolina, just to wrap this up, I'd love for you just to share your final thoughts for anyone who is right now, maybe, you know, they're thinking about getting into this industry. They're thinking about like this, okay, this is my passion. This is something I'm curious about. And, you know, I really do want to get into this industry, but I'm just not sure which approach to take. Like, what would you say to someone who is thinking that right now?
I would say, like I said in the beginning, follow the topics that make you curious. If it's TRX training, go for that. If it's nutrition, go for that. If it's women or if it's youth in sports, whatever it is that's tickling like your initiative, go for that. Go get closer, get in the field, talk to people who are doing that. And because our field, our industry, there's everything. There's all sorts of people. One thing that I do want your listeners to kind of like take into account is kind of like make a decision for the kind of people that you want to be connected with. Mm-hmm. And what that means is there's a lot of really jerky kind of like bullies. No, seriously.
You can say it. It's okay.
Like there's a lot of shady people in the industry for real. And so that was one thing that was super important to me. I always watched like from the people that started popping up, like, oh, they are big names in the industry. I would always watch their interactions, even on social media. If they were the kind to go and attack and berate and call names and say, you're stupid because you didn't even understand what I wrote in the article, I was like, done. I want nothing Delete. To do with you. Yeah. I want nothing to do with you as a professional because you're a bully and I have no patience for that. And so if that's something that resonates with you people listening, then follow that intuition, because seriously, like there's all sorts of people in the industry and you do not have to put up with the nasty people. I think it's about time that we all start making very conscious decisions in those that we are going to be associated with. And so reach out to those whose values and ethics and morals and humanity you admire as well.
Oh, so well said. I love that. That's so great. Carolina, I feel like I could talk to you like all day, but we do have to wrap this up, unfortunately. Right. We'll have to speak again. And we'll definitely go to a Jays game together.
Yes.
But before we do wrap up, why don't you just tell our listeners, just so anyone knows, all of her information is also in the blog post at fitchicksacademy.com. But why don't you just tell them quickly how they can get in touch with you and find out more information and follow you and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So my website is sweatglow.com. And you can find me on Facebook, Sweat Glow Fitness. And my email is carolina@sweatglow.com. Shoot me an email if there's anything here that resonated with you that you would like to let me know. If there's anything that you totally disagree with, tell me that too. I want to hear it all.
Don't be a bully or a jerk.
That's right.
Awesome. Okay. And of course, as you all know, you can check us out. If you are interested in learning more about our certification programs, you can also check out fitchicksacademy.com, where we have our upcoming holistic nutrition weight loss expert certification, as well as our fitness and nutrition expert certification. So if you are someone who is curious, if you are thinking that this is the right direction, or you just want to learn more for yourself, check out our certifications at fitchicksacademy.com, and also check us out on social media at fitchicksacademy. All right, Carolina, thank you again so very much. Everyone,
thank you so much.
It was that a pleasure. Was and everyone, thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you again soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.